Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim bismillahir rahmanir rahim As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habibullah As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Sayyidi ya Nabiyullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah Alhamdulillah thumma alhamdulillah We say marhaba ahlan wa sahlan bikum to all our viewers and listeners of Madani channel Alhamdulillah today we are discussing the relationship and association with the friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla, with the people of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And how should one adopt the company of the friends of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala? How should we identify them? What are the benefits of adopting the company of the pious predecessors, inshallah? We are going to be discussing that, inshallah. Stay tuned with us. We have a beautiful kalam that we will also be listening to, dear viewers, as we go along in our program. For now, we would love to introduce our guest, Mawlana Abdul Qadir Sahab. Damat Barakatumul Aliyah. MashaAllah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Jazakullah huzur.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. We just thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all these blessings that He bestowed upon us. Alhamdulillah, Mawasab, as I did mention to the viewers of Madani channel that we are discussing the friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla, which we had already discussed, and now association with the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is also a great, great blessing itself. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. And we want to discuss, Mawasab, inshallah, more in detail, how should one adopt the company of the friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla? The pious predecessors, how should we join the company? Can Mawasab, inshallah, Zawajallah, give some Madani pearls in this regard?
Inshallah, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahimahullah Ta'ala, when he discusses the association with the pious friends of Allah, especially Sultanul Awliya, Sultan Baghdad, Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahimahullah Ta'ala, he says, Tujh se dar se sag aur sag se hai mujhko nisbat, meaning, Ya Ghawsi Azam, from you is your door, and from your door is your dog.
Allah, Allah, Allah.
Meaning
Allah,
your door Allah, is connected to you, and the dog is connected to your door. Yeah. And meri gardan mein bhi hai dur ka dora tera. Meaning, Allah, Allah. And I have association with that dog of yours.
This is the connection Ala Hazrat is teaching us.
Subhanallah.
What type of nisbat? Jee. Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. This increases our iman, Mawasab.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
Alhamdulillah, jazakallah, Mawasab. Dear viewers, inshallah, let's go towards our kalam. And once we go with the kalam, inshallah, Zawajallah, when we do return, we shall continue with our discussion. Stay tuned with us till the end of today's program. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Rok leti hai aap ki nisbat teer jitne کنوں میں شری تمی نے دل کو بنا کے میرے حرم رکھا تمی نے دل کو بنا کے میرے حرم اسی کے حصے میں آئیں تمام جاگیریں اسی کے حصے میں آئیں تمام جاگیریں نبی کے عشق سے آنکھوں کو جس نے نم رکھا نبی کے عشق سے آنکھوں کو جس نے نم رکھا
کرم ہی کرتے رہے سا
چھپا کے دامن رحمت میں اپنے خالد کو چھپا کے دامن رحمت میں اپنے خالد کو قدم قدم پہ نوازا بڑا کرم رکھا قدم قدم پہ نوازا بڑا کرم رکھا
کرم ہی کرتے رہے سا
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ. ڈیئر ویورز آف مدنی چینل, آپ پیارا کلام ہے سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ. یو نو وی آر آف کورس ان نیڈ آف دا شفاعت آف مصطفیٰ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اینڈ وی شوڈ اڈہیئر ٹو ہز سنہ, وی شوڈ لو ہم اینڈ فالو دا فٹ اسٹیپس آف دا بیلوڈ رسول صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم. یو نو دا قرآن پاک مولانا صاحب ہیز انسٹرکٹڈ اس کلیئرلی ود کلیئر انسٹرکشنز, یو نو ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشیطان انہ لکم عدو مبین. So when we are commanded in this verse not to follow the footsteps of the devil, for he is our open enemy, Muasab, despite us being reminded and told over and again in different parts of the Quran Pak what are the abilities and powers and attacks of Shaitan, how he makes a person go astray, despite all of that, Muasab, on the other hand we have the other commandments of Allah Azza wa Jalla, such as Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala in the Holy Quran Pak says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu attaqullaha wa kunu ma'as-sadiqin.
Subhanallah.
Now in this verse here, in the Holy Quran Pak, Allah Azza wa Jalla in this beautiful verse has commanded the believers now to, you know, to join those who are truthful. O believers, fear Allah and be with the truthful ones. Translation from Kanzul Iman. Mawsab, it's always the habit to recite the translation from Kanzul Iman Sharif to give you the exact translation of the Quran Pak. And this is the andaz of Dawood Islami as well. So, koshish yeh ki jati hai ki hum Kanzul Iman Sharif hi se uska tarjama padha karte hain. So, O believers, يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. O believers, fear Allah and be with the truthful ones. Mawsab, firstly, is cheez ko agar hum highlight karein ki is ayat mein Allah Azza wa Jalla has called upon the ummah of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with O you who believe. O believers. So subhanallah Mawsab, this is the khususiyat of this ummah because of being associated to the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So in this verse Allah commands us strictly here as well that if you are a believer, then adopt the company, join the company, you know, attain the company of the righteous people, the pious people, Mawsab. Logically, if you look at it, Mawsab, aap kisi locksmith ki dukaan pe chale jaye, locksmith nahi kahunga main, blacksmith, mashallah, the person who deals with iron, Mawsab, and you go there for a few minutes, few while, sit there for a moment and come out, so aapka jo safed kurta hai, Mawsab, it would no longer remain white in color, Mawsab. It's yeah, because of the company, Mawsab. Ek just a logically, a purana ek, yani ulama ne bhi isko bar bar farmaya hai, just to make us understand, right? And then you sit in the company of a person who sells perfume, a person who sells itr, and don't even touch anything that's there and just be in his company with perfume all around you, Mawsab, and then you exit from that place, then you will have the essence of that khushbu on yourself, and you will have the fragrance on your body. So here it teaches us that the company makes you what you are, Mawsab.
Hazrat Mawsab, you mentioned the beautiful narration. It's actually the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this Mawsab mentioned the summary of it. The hadith is so beautiful, Hazrat, and there are few extra words in the hadith. Inshallah, with your ijazat, I would like to highlight that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated in his Mubarak hadith that the example of a good friend, of a good company, and example of a bad company, both. And he said the example of a bad company is like that of the company of a blacksmith. If you be in his company, then what's the usual thing that would happen? The spark, one of the sparks will fly and sit on you and burn your clothes or burn you. Mm-hmm. Right? And the least harm that you will get from the blacksmith is that foul smell, you know, all the sweat, everything that's there.
Will affect.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
Yeah, you will affect your mood. Then he says, now on the flip side, adopting the company of good people, adopting a good company. He says that the company of a merchant, for example, by being in the company of the merchant, he'll give you a gift of itr, or if you don't get that, at least you will get good fragrance at all times.
Subhanallah, 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 subhanallah.
And this is, alhamdulillah, Faizan-e Riyadus Salihin, remarkable work, Huzur, of Dawood Islami, the research scholars of Dawood Islami, subhanallah. Every time you read the book, I found this hadith in Faizan-e Riyadus Salihin. It's a beautiful sharah, subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless those Muftiyan-e-Kiram and the research scholars that are engaged in such beautiful works bringing to the ummah.
Subhanallah, mashallah, Mawsab, you know, this is excellent news that you are given at the same time. Alhamdulillah. So, dear viewers of Madini channel, what we are discussing and what we are talking about is so important, and it's actually very, very important, Mawsab. If you have to go through this, the friends of many people, Mawsab, you know, go through the cycle of friends, you realize that we have very few friends who are honest, pious, don't speak lies. The people who actually, you know, deceive, cheat, lie, or backbite a lot, carry tales. These are such friends that we associate with. And if that's not the case, then, you know, there are many youth out there, Mawsab, from the research that we do, from the amount of people that we meet with the youth, with the youngsters, you know. Mawsab, 95% of them have been, you know, gone astray simply because of company.
Definitely, definitely. We think, Mawsab, that, sometimes, you know, the youngsters will tell you, no, I'm me joining the bad company, wrong company, doesn't mean I'm going to turn like them. I know right from wrong and so on and so forth. But it's a human nature to absorb things, to take effect from your surroundings.
Yeah,
you know, if you keep a good potato next to a rotten potato, what happens? That also gets rotten.
Exactly, yeah. This is
so subconscious conditioning is what we don't see, but it affects us in a very bad way.
अकल मंदी का काम तो ये होगा ना मौसा साहब कि दुनिया में हम दोस्त बनाएं तो इस तरह के बनाएं कि जो दुनिया में भी काम आए आखिरत में भी काम आए मौसा साहब दुनिया में भी उनसे हम फायदा हासिल करें आखिरत में भी हम उनसे हम फायदा हासिल करें दोस्त हो तो ऐसे दोस्तों जो दुनिया में भी काम आए and he should be helpful and useful for you even on the day when no friend was up. Yani even the father will reject his son, the mother will reject her daughter. Brothers will reject each other. Na koi dost kaam aayega, na koi saathi, na koi hami. Wasab, no one to assist and no one to help. Except for Allah Azza wa Jal. Except for our beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, but in this verse of the Holy Quran Pak, Allah Azza wa Jalla highlights Mu'asab, those people that will be helpful to you in this world as well as in the after.
Subhanallah.
Listen, ab isse hum motivation to hasil kare na Mu'asab, ki hum ayat to sune aur phir hamara iman ko taza hona chahiye. After the iman becomes more, you know, it's like rejuvenated and refreshed. So we should then make niya, inshallah, that hum kisi pious insan ko dekhte hain jiske paas taqwa ho, then we should of course join the company, adopt their company and see as to, you know, how they could benefit us, inshallah. That is in finding a true peer sahab, wahan sahab, a peer or murshid who can lead you. That's also like a rehnuma, like a person who will guide you, mashallah. So in this verse, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Al-akhillau yawma idhim ba'duhum li ba'din aduvun illa al-muttaqeen. Subhanallah. Close friends will turn into enemies of one another on that day, except the pious.
Subhanallah.
Allahu Akbar.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah. It will be said to them, O my bondsmen, this day there shall be no fear upon you, no any grief.
Allah.
Allahu Akbar. So, Mu'asab, if you focus on this verse, Al-akhillau yawma idhim ba'duhum, close friends will turn into enemies. तो जिन दोस्तों को हम दुनिया में बहुत मानते हैं मौसब, he is my contact मौसब, one call I will make to him, and then you will see how he will come to my aid and take me out from any problem. So people actually count on the backup मौसब, ये मेरे दोस्त हैं, एक call करूँगा तो क्या से क्या कर देंगे, ये हो जाएगा, वो हो जाएगा. यानी दोस्त के दम पे ना जाने कितने कितने ना, यू नो, गलत काम हुआ करते हैं. सो मच ऑफ रॉन्ग एक्शंस हैपन बिकॉज ऑफ दिस दैट यू डिपेंड. बट दोज कॉन्टैक्ट दैट मे टेक यू आउट फ्रॉम द वर्ल्डली प्रिजन मोहसब, दैट मे सेव यू फ्रॉम योर वर्ल्डली कैलामिटी, इज फाइन फॉर दैट मोमेंट, ओके. बट ऑन दैट डे व्हेन नो वन कैन हेल्प एक्सेप्ट फॉर द वन हुम गॉड हुज़ गॉट परमिशन फ्रॉम अल्लाह अज़्ज़ व जल्ल,
subhanallah,
why should we not help, or why should we not adopt the company of such people that will be a means of salvation for you in this world? In this world too, through the sadqa, your duas will be answered. And on the day of judgment, when you will be in difficulty for the sins that we have committed, they will come to our aid and intercede on our behalf.
Inshallah.
Inshallah. This is the umid and this is the hope we have, Mu'asab. And this is what we should try and aim for at the same time, Mu'asab. Look at the friendship of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala an. Look at the relationship between Uthman Ghani, Mawla Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the four khulafas I'm speaking about, Mu'asab, you know. Look at the close relationship they have. We have many friends, Mu'asab. Many people tell me I have many, many friends. Lekin dost ek hi hota hai, Mu'asab. A friend is only one who is loyal, who is honest, and who has Islamic trait. We feel that the one who does not bring out my faults is my friend.
The partner in crime.
Partner in crime, yeah. Jis dost ne kisi ko samjhaya ki bhai, ye kaam na kare aap. Ye na kare. इसको करने से ऐसा होगा, उसको करने में वैसा होगा, नहीं है. यू डोंट वॉन्ट माई कामयाबी, यू डोंट वॉन्ट टू सी मी सक्सेसफुल. एंड आई, दिस नॉट द फर्स्ट टाइम यू डूइंग दिस, यू नो, बिफोर टू इन द बिजनेस यू नेवर लेट मी हैव दिस, यू नेवर. सो शक हम करते हैं, फिर जासूसी करते हैं, फिर दोस्ती कहाँ से कहाँ चली जाती है. सो मनी हैज़ डिवाइडेड मेनी रिलेशनशिप्स इन द वर्ल्ड, मोहसब. दिस इज़ वन currency, you know, in the world, one thing in this dunya that has really divided people into many, many parts. But just explaining the importance of friendship, from here we come to know that friendships, dhaga, yani, it's a very, very thin strand, Mohsa, very thin cotton, strand of cotton. If you give little jhatka and zor to it, it will break. This is friendship. And having friendships with the friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla, if we break from them for the sake of the dunya, they will still connect with you for the sake of Allah.
Subhanallah.
And when they will connect with you, Mu'asaf, then they will keep you enlightened. And there are so many stories, there are so many waqiyas and situations like that. So they have taught us, actually this is the benefits of their company, they have taught us how to fight with shaitan, Mu'asaf.
Definitely.
How to combat with him. How to oppose Iblis. The awliya Allahs have been tested also, like how we are being tested. But them being tested, for there are many narrations as to how they get tested. There are many stories out there and accounts as to how, when shaitan attacks them, how they have taught us and showed us the benefit of, you know, adopting the company of the pious. Can you, Mu'asaf, give us some examples of this, inshallah?
First of all, Uzur, look at the Quranic commands in contrast. You know,
right.
On one hand, we have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanding us, do not follow into the footsteps of the devil.
Mm.
And on the other hand, what is the solution of not following into the footsteps of the devil?
Mm.
Is adopting the company of the truthful. Subhanallah. Kunu ma'a as-sadiqin.
Mashallah.
So, we have given a problem, and to move away from that problem, don't fall into the problem, meaning following into the footsteps of shaitan. And the solution that is provided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to adopt the company of the truthful, of the righteous people of Allah, of awliya Allah subhanallah in this case. So we know the problem and how to move away from the problem and to follow the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to join the right company, which is the company of the pious predecessors, the awliya Allah, the righteous people. Mu'asaf, worldly company, it's temporary. Worldly benefits, you know, the company we join for worldly gain, for temporary gain. It's temporary, meaning those friends will not help us in the qabr. Those friends will not help us in the barzakh. Those friends will not help us in our akhirah. But on the other hand, if our friends are the ghulam of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they'll be with us everywhere, inshallah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
And Mu'asaf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala designed this beautiful deen and He ordained it in such a way that even though we may not have association with our fellow Muslim brothers, but He has designed this deen in such a way, when you stand in salah, I'll make you stand next to each other. When you go for hajj, I will make you intermingle with each other. This is the design of the deen of Allah. He wants to bring the believers together. Subhanallah, keep us together. This is the company that the Quran emphasizes, that the believers are brothers to one another. Innama al-mu'minuna ikhwa.
All the castes and all the social statuses, everything remains behind, Mu'asaf. Ek hi saf mein sab khade ho jate hain, mashallah. Alhamdulillah. You know, it's a very great lesson to teach us that on a weekly basis we have a very small congregation, but it is a very important congregation, which is known as Jumu'ah.
Subhanallah.
On a Friday. Jiha, it's a very important congregation. Most of the people don't take heed to this as well, and they come in quite late to even listen to the khutbah. However, for those who can make it on time, if you get this peygham and message, always reach earlier. Listen to the hadith and motivation in the hadith with regards to going earlier and getting the thawab of a camel and then lower than that and lower than that until it goes to an egg, Mu'asaf. Besides that, listen to the khutbah, yani listen to the lecture and the bayan. It's very, very important. This is a weekly congregation, and Allah Azza wa Jalla gathered us together on a yearly congregation.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah, twice in a year when there's two Eids. Subhanallah. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla gathered the entire world together at one place, which is once a year during Hajj period. And all these congregations which are bigger than one another show us and teach us that we want unity. Yani brotherhood in Islam. But with those who are, of course, the beloveds of Allah Azza wa Jalla and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, with those who have the correct beliefs. So loving them, being in their company is very, 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 very fruitful, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Alhamdulillah, through the company of many pious people, Masab, it's so common. I have seen people, Masab, that have changed after even adopting the company of the muazzin of the masjid.
Allah.
Alhamdulillah. This is reality, dear viewers. A masjid hai, in the vicinity of this area where the studio is, mashallah, in Durban. Yani main isi shahar ki baat kar raha hoon. This person who was on drugs, he was on the wrong side, and yani, every person just could not get hold of this person. Yani, they could not put him right, Masab, and they got fed up, and the family threw him out of the home. And you know, yahan wahan bhatakte jaate hue, he finally reached a masjid, and then he went to the muazzin sahab. Yani, jo azan dene wale muazzin sahab hain, to unse mulaqat hui. And this muazzin, mashallah, and this center is, mashallah, should I reveal it? It is the center of Dawat Islami, mashallah.
Subhanallah.
Dawat Islami ki barkatein hain. So he came and met with the muazzin of the masjid. Imam sahab jo the, wo us waqt maujood nahi the. So this person came and he said that, you know what, 8-9 saal ho chuke hain mujhe is halat mein, and I'm suffering and I can't get myself right. Main bar bar us jagah pe jata hun jahan pe safai ki jati hai in cheezon ki, yani you know, dhulai ki jati hai, safai ki jati hai, I'm cleansed, but main wahan se bhag aata hun, I can't take it. 4 martaba to bhaga hun main, and us waqt his halat was very bad because he was on doing all that haram stuff, jiske wajah se uski halat zahiri taur se bahut you know, it was very, very bad, Masa, from the physical appearance. But after he adopted the company of Muazzin sahab, yani salam se dosti hui, dosti ke baad phir mashallah Muazzin sahab gave him some nasihat, some advice. He's a muballigh of Dawat Islami at the same time, mashallah. So aisa advice hua ki that person then went to the Jamiatul Madina to become alim e din, Masab. Alhamdulillah, kahan se kahan, and he's you know, becoming an alim, he's studying to become a maulana. So this is not normal. This is something, you know, tawfiq from Allah Azza wa Jalla. Zahir se baat hai, whoever wants to be guided, whoever receives guidance from Allah Subhanahu wa Taala, it is his fortune. But here, Masab, the company makes and changes. The company makes you. Let's try, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. Let's try our level best to break our associations with those people who commit kufr, Masab. Yani, unke wajah se. Yani, aap khud soche jab. अच्छी सोहबत से बंदे को अच्छा ही मिलता है तो फिर बुरे सोहबत से बुराई तो मिलेगा ना. द ऑपोजिट ऑफ बुरा इज बुरा. द ऑपोजिट यानी द आउटकम ऑफ बैड विल बी बैड. सो जस्ट एज यू स्टैंड इन द फ्रेग्रेंस शॉप एंड यू गेट फ्रेग्रेंस ऑन यू बिकॉज ऑफ बीइंग इन द कंपनी, सो द इविल कंपनी टू हैज एन इफेक्ट. एज वी सेड, मासब, वन ऑफ द रिसर्च एंड वन ऑफ द स्टैट्स सम टाइम बैक हैड प्रूवन दैट 98% of the youth that go onto the wrong path adopt the company of television. That has caused them to learn those vulgar languages, for them to speak the way they are, for them to take the path that they take. And if they go against what their parents don't want them to do, if they go against that and they become people that even the society does not like them, the biggest effect on their hearts and minds was the company of the television. फिर दूसरी सतह पे द कंपनी ऑफ फ्रेंड्स दैट यू प्ले विथ, दैट यू सिट एंड ईट विथ. उनका उठना बैठना, उनका खाना पीना, उनका ओढ़ना पहनना, हाउ दे ड्रेस, हाउ दे टॉक, हाउ दे वो, ऑल ऑफ दिस योर चिल्ड्रन वुड लर्न. यानी अगर बच्चे हैं तो जाहिर सी बात सीखेंगे तो सही, मौसम. एंड दिस इज हाउ यू ज्वाइन द कंपनी ऑफ द ईविल. पर अगर बचपन ही से ये बच्चों को सिखाया जाए कि यू मस्ट सी वेदर ही स्पीक्स लॉट ऑफ लाइज, डोंट अडॉप्ट द कंपनी ऑफ लायर्स, कि झूठों के साथ दोस्ती ना करें. एग्जाम्पल, मोहसब, चिल्ड्रन हु डू नॉट यूज बैड लैंग्वेजेस, चिल्ड्रन हु रिस्पेक्ट देयर पेरेंट्स, चिल्ड्रन हु नो हाउ टू रिस्पेक्ट, दे हैव द एथिकेट्स एंड मैनर्स ऑफ ईटिंग, वॉकिंग, दे कम फ्रॉम गुड होम्स लाइक दैट. आई एम जस्ट सेइंग, मोहसब, व्हेन ए चाइल्ड हैज द कंपनी ऑफ दिस एंड व्हेन ही ग्रोज ही लुक्स फॉरवर्ड अडॉप्टिंग द कंपनी ऑफ द औलिया. It starts from there, Mohsab. Yani was us jagah se shuruaat hoti hai. And if the person is already big, now too is never too late. Alhamdulillah, it's never too late. Learn about the company of the awliya Allahs, and then when you get closer to them, then you will understand Iblis and Shaitan. The one who adopts the company of a person who is arif billah, he recognizes Allah Azza wa Jalla, he has a recognition of Allah Subhanahu wa Taala, then uski barkat se, because he had the company of a arif billah, through the blessings of that he would then recognize himself ki wo khud kaun hai. What is he himself? He will recognize his nafs. Arafa nafsahu. He will recognize his own nafs and who he is in reality. So when a person will understand himself, then he will automatically realize and learn the tricks of how shaitan makes him go astray, and he will catch up with those whispers. Mohsab, shayateen to har jagah pe pade hue mohsab. Any bathroom mein bhi pade hue hain. They are waiting for a person to come, then they will, if you don't read the duas to the bathroom mohsab, they affect you there. Look at how many shayateen, a shaitan who confuses you during wudu, a shaitan that confuses you in salah, a shaitan that makes you quarrel in the marketplace, a shaitan waiting in the house, a person who did not make salam when he entered his home. Shaitan uske liye bhi intezar kar raha hai. Har kadam pe shaitan ke attacks hai. And this is the promise which he made. I will attack from the front. I will attack waiting on the righteous path for the believers. And I will attack from behind, from the right, from the left. Masab. How do we prevent these attacks? If you want to learn how to prevent these attacks of the devil because it's affecting your taqwa and piety, adopt the company of the pious people. Find them jo namazi hain, jo muttaqi hain, jo jinko dekhte hi kisa taqwa and piety comes in your heart as well.
Hazrat, what are we? No, where do we stand? Even the great aima of Islam, such as Allama Imam Razi, rahimahullah ta'ala, he adopted the company of his Shaykh Tariqat, Imam Najmuddin Kubra, rahimahullah ta'ala. And because of the barakah of that, when the time came for closer to his death and the agony of death, he was captured in there, in Sakarat. And at that time, Iblis came to mislead him, the eternal enemy of mankind, Allah.
Allahu Akbar.
And he, Imam Fakhruddin Razi, being such a great Imam, he started giving dalail.
Acha.
On the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the wujud of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gave over 300 proofs on the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Devil, he presented a rebuttal for each of those proofs. And then at the end,
what must say, Masab, he was an alim once upon a time. He was known to be the teacher of the angels. Allahu Akbar. Itna ilm to hoga uske paas ki usne sare yani proofs ko reject usne kiya. And khud wahan se ab unko dekhein jo Najmuddin Kubra rahmatullah alayhi ki murid hai. So he is also listening to it, and he's also mashallah giving 300 or over 300 and above 360 proofs mashallah that Allah is one. How much of knowledge this personality has mashallah. But then at the end, most of the result,
Imam Najmuddin Kubra, he said, why don't you say, I believe in the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without any proof?
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, subhanallah.
And that's how he was saved from his iman nearly being snatched away by shaitan.
Allah.
The time of death.
Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani channel, yani Piro Murshid, yani jo rehnuma hai, jo guide hai, he connects you to Allah Azza wa Jalla. And see how during this moment, crucial moment, shaitan, the devil, all your life he has awaited to snatch away your iman, your faith, so that you do not attain any closeness to Allah Azza wa Jalla. This is what he wants to see, your destruction in this world and destruction in the hereafter, whereas you'll be thrown into the hellfire. This is his challenge with Allah Azza wa Jalla, and this is what he is doing from the time this planet had been created, before Adam alayhi salatu wasalam even came onto this planet, dear viewers. So understand your enemy, understand his attacks, learn those things that trigger you to commit those gunas and sins. The bigger shaitan which is within ourselves in the form of nafs, that's nafsi ammara. Let's get control of this. Let's rectify it. Through the blessings of the awliya Allahs, there are so many solutions to our worldly problems and problems related to the hereafter. Focus on it. There are so many blessings. Mohsab, there's peace and sukoon. Only in this Mohsab, hum kitno no paise kamaye Mohsab in this world. There are so many examples of people that became billionaires, trillionaires, zillionaires, Mohsab, whatever figures and numbers you can call it thereafter. Lekin at the end, you know, they have taken everything that they have earned and left it behind in the very same world for others to fight for. And they have went inside their deep down 6 feet underground. People have forgotten them. People made history in their time. People don't even know names of people that existed. Once upon a time used to, you know, walk on this earth with pride and boastfully walk. So this is the truth and reality that Adopting the company of the pious people will benefit you in many, many ways. Inshallah, if you have any problems, ask them to make dua for you as well. Their duas will also affect you very nicely in a positive way. We say shukran for watching Madani channel. We say shukran to Mohan Sahib as well once again. And tomorrow is another day. Inshallah, let's see. Recite abundance of durood and salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Until then, stay good, be good, do good. Wherever you are, be reminded, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Your day with remembrance.